If I approached you with the question, would you stop to help someone if you passed by them somewhere in public and they looked like they were hurt, in distress, or like they needed help? Chances are your answer would be yes. But while that is what most of us would like to believe, it isn't always the truth. If others are around during the situation, you are probably less inclined to think, I should be the one to help them out. And that is the bystander effect. Hi, my name is Capri, and welcome to my podcast. Each episode, I will discuss one phenomenon or conspiracy theory. My goal for this podcast is to teach my guests and listeners more about these concepts. Let's get into this week's episode. Today's topic is the bystander effect. To start off, you might be wondering what the effect actually is. The term bystander effect refers to the tendency for people to be inactive in high-danger situations due to the presence of other bystanders. While you might find this hard to believe, research says the reason you would be less likely to help is because of all the other people surrounding you. To put this phenomena to the test, I interviewed some students here at Roslyn High School to see what they think they would do if placed in a public high-danger situation. Here are five students responding to the following question. If you happened to pass by someone in a public place who seemed like they were in desperate need of help, would you intervene or would you expect someone else to step up?
I think I would intervene because I wouldn't want to rely on other people to do what I can easily do and help the person who's in desperate need.
I'd probably help them because I'm just a very helpful person and just always want to make sure everyone's okay.
Depending on the situation, I would probably intervene. Maybe I would join in, yeah.
So I feel like I probably would help them, not only because I'm a kind person, but because if I see someone in desperate need, which you said, then I probably want to help them because I know that if I was in that same situation, then I would want to be helped.
Expect someone else to step up. I got places to be. I'm walking by.
Majority of these students were hesitant with their answers, and words like maybe and probably were repeatedly used in their answers. These interviews are a direct demonstration of how people think they would help in situations, but are unaware of just how different they might act when actually placed in the setting like this one. People's minds automatically tend to assume, quote, that another bystander in the group will offer help, end quote, causing them to do nothing to help. People don't hesitate to intervene in a situation because of the fact that, quote, the moral obligation to help does not fall on only one person, but the whole group that is witnessing the emergency, end quote. So when someone doesn't care to help, they feel less guilty because the blame falls not only on them, but on everyone around them as well. This reliance on other people to get involved is a serious situation that can lead to even bigger issues. A popular psychological example of this is the tragic death of a young woman named Kitty Genovese, who was murdered in Queens, New York in 1964. Several of her neighbors were aware of the fact that she might be in danger because of the screams they heard, but none of them decided to intervene until it was too late. Researchers Bibb Latane and John Darley established from studying this case that there are, quote, three different psychological processes that might prevent a bystander from helping someone in distress. One, diffusion of responsibility. Two, evaluation and apprehension. And three, pluralistic ignorance. The damaging consequences that occur as a result of the bystander effect are very prominent and clear, and more common than you might think. Let this podcast be a lesson to you to always step up when you could be a major form of help in a situation. Just because someone else doesn't step up doesn't mean you can't be the one who does. I hope you not only enjoyed today's episode, but also gain a valuable lesson from it. Thank you so much for listening. This is Conspiracy.